24 hours and 30 minutes away from kickoff, Mark, for the West Final, the Rough Riders and the BC Lions. I think Luke needs some help from us, Locker.
Wilson?
No. Luke on the text line.
Oh, he needs a little bit of therapy. Yeah. I did see that.
Luke from Pontex. Why am I having a small panic attack about the Riders losing tomorrow? My brain keeps going back to the last two games of the year. I hope we win or may need therapy on Monday, says Luke in Pontex.
Well, we are here for you, Luke.
So let's text us in why, because we have a lot of predictions, and a lot of you are picking by the Riders, and a lot of you are picking the Riders by more than a touchdown. There's some confident Rider fans here in Saskatchewan. I got 30-17. Izzy's got 37-21. 29-24. There was a 7.1. 30-23. 1-877-332-8255. Luke needs your help, Saskatchewan. Convince Luke that he shouldn't have a small panic attack about the Rough Riders losing, that the Rough Riders will go into Mosaic Stadium tomorrow and win.
It is interesting, and you can get too confident, but I keep thinking back to last year, and there was, leading into the West Final last year, there was trepidation about, there was concern about the Riders.
Yeah, but you're going into Winnipeg. Like, it was against the Bombers in Winnipeg. This is BC coming here. Remember, yeah. BC came here last year in the West semifinal. Nathan Rourke was the quarterback. And did they beat him by 8, the Rough Riders, last year? If I remember correctly, I might be a little off on that. But the Rough Riders beat the BC Lions at Mosaic Stadium last season in the playoffs. So, and this is a better team than the one that was around last year. As Trevor Harris said earlier today to the media,
we're the big dogs.
They're the big dogs.
They're more relaxed this year. They're more prepared. You talk to a guy that's been following the team for a long, long time, Daryl Davis. We had him in on Wednesday, and he's like, this team's ready. This team is ready.
I was off by a point. They won by 9. It was 28-19 over the BC Lions last year.
They went into Winnipeg, laid an egg
in the West semifinal, and then it was, not a happy time in Winnipeg for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders in the West final. 1-877-332-8255. AJ Ouellette scored twice in that game last year. That's why I think AJ Ouellette is going to be big time. MLS had 106 yards passing or receiving last year. So I guess it was Vernon Adams Jr. in that game. It wasn't Nathan Rourke, but they had that QB randomness going on with the BC Lions. 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone as we get set. That's not helping. Jeff is saying the BC Lions are going to win.
I think it's going to be close. Jeff's got a 30-28 score. And this BC, and I know that the Riders aren't taking them for granted, but this team can put points. They've got an offense. They put points up on the board. And it's not that the Riders don't stop the run or, aren't great defensively. I think we should expect them to be able to get some points up there.
Okay, Darren in Roche Percy, are you still hosting the Green Zone party in Winnipeg next week, by the way?
Well, I want to, but we got to figure out what date, because you always hide a Grey Cup. In a locker, don't listen to anybody's advice. They're giving you the wrong advice. Even Jamie should be giving you the right advice. If you get the Grey Cup, rule number one, find Darren, free drinks. That's what they should be telling.
Okay.
And if you don't believe Jamie, ask Britton. But it's going to be at least a 3-score game. So either 2 touchdowns and a field goal, whatever. It's going to be a big win.
Like 17-20-point win.
Something like that. But Jamie, my wife, we're talking about what happened this year where we did the stakes for you guys at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And she pointed out something that made me laugh so hard. If you would have taken my 13-win bet again this year, which you didn't because you wanted me to get 15, you guys would all be getting stakes again.
Because
it was 12-6.
It was 12. Well, I had a 13-win season, too, so I was trying
to... You guys want me to get 15, though. But just, Walker, rule number one, find Darren free drinks.
Okay, Darren.
And you got, like, when you are you saying, like, 30 to 20 or 30 to 10 or 40 to 20? Like, what are you thinking?
I think the Riders are going to score, and Milligan's going to get that pick six. He's going to. The defense is just going to shine. Defense wins champions. And, you know, for all these guys that are talking about work, I don't give a rip about work. I like what Harris did. We have the best defense in the league, and they're giving us nothing. Nothing. Everybody's talking about everything else. That's wrong.
Yeah, Darren, this defense, they look like they are ready to tear the Lions apart. Like it.
I like that Tavon Campbell's back, too.
They almost everybody. Only Keyshawn Johnson. That's the only one. David in Malford, what's your pick for tomorrow's West Final?
Yeah, I got the Riders, I think, about 26-18. But okay. I think it'll be a close game throughout, but I think the Riders will slowly take the game over into the second half and wear them down, and maybe the score will flatter the Lions a little more than closer than what it should be. But I don't think this narrative that everybody thinks the Lions are just going to roll over because it's below zero,
yeah,
I don't really buy into that.
I agree.
They're coming here to play football, and they know what the temperature is going to be, and I mean, I think the key, though, is to shut their run game down and to keep Rourke in the pocket. And if they can do that and get pressure up the middle like Calgary did last week, I think they'll win the game going away.
David, how much impact is the weather going to have? Oh, he's already gone. David did. He's. What was your comment earlier about how to contain Nathan Rourke with the blitz? You had a staggered blitz.
Pressure four, and then you know that these guys watch so much film. They know Nathan Rourke's tendencies.
He hangs on to the ball too long.
Where it hangs on the and which direction he likes to escape the pocket from. Like, naturally, a quarterback goes, and you
goes,
naturally, as a human being,
goes, right.
You will have a direction that you go more often than not as a quarterback under pressure. We remember Cody Fajardo, right? He did the weird spin and run around left. Like, you scout that stuff. So they'll know where his he probably goes one direction. I'd probably say 66% of the time, maybe even more. Just the natural in his brain, what he feels more comfortable with. Probably left, because when you're a right-handed quarterback, it's easier if you're running left to throw it that direction than running and then having to throw across your body if you go right.
Left if you're facing him.
Yeah.
I think, just based on the games I've watched, I think that's so what I'm seeing.
You have A.J. Allen or C.J. Revis or Antoine Brooks rush to delay a half beat and then attack where you believe he's coming out of, so there's a guy right there ready to meet him to push him back into the pressure of the Micah Johnsons and Mike Rose and Ali Saad and Malik Kearney and everything else. Like, and I think Corey Mace is going to have stuff dialed we have not seen before on defense. Mark Mueller is going
to
have stuff dialed.
To make some bad decisions in the passing game as well. I think you've got the defensive core here with the Riders to pick them off, and you get speed with that defense as well. They got quite a few guys that can, if they get the ball, they're gone and you're not catching them.
Let's go to Terry next. Terry, what's your prediction for the West Final?
Well, the Riders didn't lay the boots to them, but the only thing that's going to make it close, like, they're definitely going to get to work. Like, he's going to be hurried. He's going to get sacked a couple times. But how many times does he weasel out of stuff? Like, he's got Teflon on him. So as long as they can stick to him, he's going to have a really long day looking up at the Saturday night lights.
So when you say big, how big do you think, Terry?
Two touchdowns.
Similar to me. 30-17, somewhere in there, says Terry, Buffalo Pound Lake. 1-877-332-8255. Getting set for the West Final. Your predictions. How are you feeling? I hope Luke in Pontex is feeling better with all these confident Rider fans calling in and telling him why.
You can be overconfident. I don't think that's an issue with this team. But
well, this team's not overconfident.
No. I think they're very balanced in their approach to.
They believe.
Yeah,
that's the difference. They're not over. They just believe they belong in the Grey Cup next week in Winnipeg. Now, this is 650 CKLM and 980 CJME. Okay, the TSN, CFL and TSN panel is doing a best storyline. What do you want to bet Nathan Rourke is going to be the best storyline of the West, the division? Look at that. Look at him go. Yep. There it goes. Yep. There you go. Yep. The best storyline, according to TSN, for this weekend's game is Nathan Rourke.
I'm not here to talk about Nathan Rourke. I think it's our time.
Somebody show that to Trevor.
Trevor is the fourth out of all the quarterbacks. Trevor Harris' storyline is fourth. Bo is second. Davis Alexander is third.
Davis Alexander, who is undefeated in every start, has got the third best storyline.
And Trevor Harris has the last place storyline. 39 years old.
The panel's been drinking.
Has never won a Grey Cup as a starter. For the mecca of football, Saskatchewan Rough Riders, going into a home game to
39 years of age,
lock in his legacy, and that's the fourth storyline of the four quarterbacks this week? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they're drunk.
Like, I get it. Nathan Rourke's Canadian. Sure. Yep. Great. But Trevor Harris is the fourth best storyline. No wonder.
We're the big dogs.
Yeah. No wonder maybe Trevor Harris was just feeling a
little prickly.
I think the Riders are feeling disrespected, and that is a bad place to be if you're the BC Lions, is to have the best team in the league feeling disrespected going into the West final. Let's go to Sean in Pilot Butte. He's got a prediction. Oh, my goodness, Sean. What's your prediction?
How are you doing, Jamie?
I'm all right. I don't, if this happens, okay, go ahead, Sean. What's your prediction for the West Final?
I don't know who's going to win, but I hope it's the Riders, but it's the Rouge that's going to not make us go to the Grey Cup.
Oh, you think BC wins with a Rouge? Oh, my goodness.
It needed to be said out loud because that now it won't happen. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Sean. You'll be pretty well guaranteed that that was not going to happen. It's the last year of the Rouge after a missed field goal. They're getting rid of it next year. So now, sorry, they're not getting rid of it. They've amended it to my rule. It has to be played within.
Hold on,
the
are
field
you
to play.
Saying all the rule changes were your fault?
No. It was, hey, Daryl moved the field goal post back. I amended the Rouge. Who can we blame for making the end zone smaller? And who can we blame for getting rid of the 55-yard line? MLSE. Let's blame them.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's go with that.
I would have just killed the Rouge completely.
Yep. The 1 minute drill, the latest in sports. You have Keyshawn Johnson out of the lineup for the Rough Riders. Dante Myers is in. Joe Robustelli starts. I got a question. What's going on with the return man? Mario Alford is the return guy. Brett Lawther is the kicker. CJ Revis will be safety. Trevion Tate will make it four starting American offensive linemen. I don't know if that's ever happened in Saskatchewan. Speaking of Saskatchewan football, woo! We got a busy one this week when it comes to Saskatchewan football. Of course, it starts tonight with the 6A championship in Saskatoon. It is Miller against Holy Cross. Then you have the 5A, 12-a-side, 4A, 9-a-side, 2A, 6-a-side, 1A, 6-a-side, all across the province tomorrow. The Hardy Cups tomorrow, the West Finals tomorrow, the Canadian Bowl, the Hilltops and the Okanagan Sun on Sunday in Saskatoon. And the Prairie Girls Football League Championship, Yorkton hosting Moosomin on Sunday as well. Enjoy the football. Best of luck to everybody out there. Davis Sanchez, ask him about the importance of Trevor Harris's legacy in this game. That's next on 980 CJME and 650 CKLM.
You two are winners, big winners.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on. You're smashing.
You tried your best, and you failed miserably.
The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning.
You're an idiot.
You're a bad person.
Champs and chumps. The chump goes to the designer of the Hockey Canada jerseys for the Olympics.
I thought the design was actually
black
really good
maple leaf with a black base jersey with a red outline. I saw someone tiered them and they put them in like the worst category, and I was like, yes. Do you know how many other black jerseys are in the worst category? A lot of them.
I don't hate them. I want to read Hank's text because he's got a champ and a chump today for us. I'd like to give a shout out to CGME for covering the World Series. I would also like to give a shout out to the Green Zone for covering all the football and high school sports, junior sports, U sports, football, high school events happening around Regina and Saskatchewan. And then Hank goes on to chump the TSN broadcast for their lack of coverage of U sports in Canada, but the fact that they are really, really proud of covering U.S. college football.
They don't have the rights. It's a rights issue on that one.
Possibly.
Anyways.
It's Hank's text, so I thought I'd give him a little bit of love.
Thanks to Hank.
Let's go, Riders!
Less than 24 hours away from kickoff.
Hold on. Did I just see some nerves? Are you nervous?
No, I'm excited.
Are you? Okay.
This is like, I'm like, let's go. Let's go. I love playoff football in the CFL. I love covering it. I love being around it. I can't wait for Grey Cup next week because I think the Riders are going to be there for the first time since 2013. I'm excited for tomorrow, 5:30. Joe Robustelli's probably excited. He will start at receivers because, unfortunately, Keyshawn Johnson is unavailable for the Riders. Again, the pregame show, 3:30. Best of luck to all the seniors out there this weekend. For all the high school provincial finals, their last game, best of luck to everybody. Of course, tonight, the 6A final goes in Saskatoon. I'll talk to you on the radio tomorrow ahead of the West final locker. I'll see you on Monday at 2 on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.